At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. It is appreciated. We're audio only today. Well, usually the non-bear stuff is audio only because the algorithm on YouTube thinks that my pod is a bear's pod, which I guess technically I am making them right by turning it into a bear's only pod. There is bear stuff on the YouTube page. If you search House of L on YouTube, you can get it audio. I put it in both places for bear stuff, but if you want to watch, if you want to look into my office and all that stuff, you can do it on YouTube. Just search House of L and you'll see all the videos that we've done. And obviously, as bear season comes along, we will have more and more and more. And I would love if you would subscribe to the page. That would be dope. But if you just are like, I don't mind listening, and I listen during my commutes or whatever, I'm totally okay with that too. If you just want the audio, we will make sure that we have all the audio for you here on, whether you're listening on Spotify or if you're listening on Apple. Okay, last week I went and saw Superman, and I will try to make this spoiler free. It's been out a couple of weeks now, but I'll try to make it spoiler free and try to answer some of the questions. I was talking to my mother about this because she's around the age of Mike Francesa. So she too was thrown off by the whole crypto thing. And I'm like, crypto's been around for a long time in Superman lore. It's been around for a long time. But I'm glad that they did this. James Gunn has taken over like creative control of DC. And he comes with his own style of doing things. And there's some people who love it and there's some people who don't. I love what he did with Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that he's going to make DC's universe fun. But what I liked about Superman is there were fun. Like it's a fun movie. Like I think it's a perfect like summer movie. But there is serious hate. I thought Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor was great. He really leaned into the genius of Lex, which is in other iterations of Superman is often, we don't see it in practice. It's just kind of known. It's like, well, you know, he's so smart. And it's more of him being manipulative than actually showing like, hey, I made this. I created this. And I am able to do this. Watch me work on a level of intelligence that most people can't even fathom. I'm doing it for nefarious reasons, but it's still incredibly impressive. And I thought that he did a great job with that. I was very impressed. And David Cornsweet, who plays Superman, I thought that he was excellent in conveying Superman's humanity. I have often said that the Kents are the most important people in the DC universe. And the reason why is because they raised Clark, they raised Kal-El in the most humane, loving way possible. And any of us that have drifted outside of like just direct action comics or the Superman books, if you've read, you know, Superman Red Son, for example, you know that how Clark is raised, how Kal-El is raised, plays a significant role on what the DC universe looks like. How many times, like if Superman, part of the reason that Batman stands love Batman. It's like, well, he's got a contingency for everything. If Superman legit wanted to go rogue, he could, and it would be over for all of us. Okay? That has been established. Injustice, for example, if you've ever read or watched Injustice, and I highly recommend that you watch Injustice, an unchecked, unloved Superman turns into a tyrant. And it's a tyrant that doesn't give a shit about any of us. So I think that he did a great job of us being able to see kind of a sweet, like, what humanity would hope on how to be raised.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There have been a lot of questions about the political stance of this movie. I can see why there might be two people that might be really mad about this movie. And they both worked in this current administration. I could see why two of them might be really upset. I don't think that James Gunn was trying to hide it either, but I got it. Right, I got it. And when you see it, or if you saw it, you probably got it too. I love that they went with the golden era Justice League, or, well, wait, that would be a spoiler alert if I told you what they call themselves. But I love that they did that, and it allows for this universe to grow. And you're sitting there going, why did I get Guy Gardner as the first Green Lantern of this universe? Where's Hal? Where's John? They're on the way, because there's going to be a Lantern series. So they're on the way. Eddie Gutegi did a great job as Mr. Terrific. And I actually think that whenever Mr. Terrific has popped up in live action stuff, they've done a good job with it, but he's outstanding in this. Wendell Pierce plays Perry in this one. And I thought that it was great that he was doing that as a memorial for his friend, Lance Reddick. So Wendell Pierce, if you didn't know, Wendell Pierce and Lance Reddick used to be on The Wire together. And Lance Reddick died last year. And he had been voicing Lex Luthor for a while. So Wendell Pierce took over the role of Lex Luthor in the Harley Quinn animated series for Lance Reddick. And also is now Perry White in the Superman movie. So going from not really being into the comic book stuff to now Wendell Pierce jumping in and being a part of the DC family on two fronts is really, really dope. And his role in it is small. They don't spend a ton of time there, but I love what they are trying to do with this movie. I'm glad that it was fun and that it was a little lighter. And even the fun that they had with Crypto, I thought was dope. They did. As a journalist, I was watching this movie with my buddy Afia, and she's an A1 journalist, you know, And we were talking about the journalism in the movie, because sometimes when there are characters that are journalists, it doesn't always come off as if they're doing good journalism. It's hard, right? Like, it's hard to make everything fit. I actually thought this movie did a decent job of showing how journalists do their job to a degree, whether that was through Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane, who, to me, she is unrecognizable. And I think that is great on the hair and makeup team and her for embodying this version of Lois Lane. But her, she really did strong journalism. I know it's a weird thing to put into a review, but it was one of those things. The cameos were cool as hell. Having William Reeve be one of the television reporters was really, really cool for them to do that. And then basically the entire Guardians of the Galaxy are in there. And I'm not going to spoil it. One is pretty easy. One you see immediately, and it's kind of a role reversal. Here's what I'll say. The Guardian whose face you never see, you see in this movie. And a couple of the Guardians whose faces you always see, you won't see their face in this movie. But you'll hear their voices. All in all, I walked out of the theater happy. And I look forward to watching it again. There are two post-movie scenes in there. One mid-credit, one post-credit. So if you're going to go, make sure you stay. I think that both of them are worth it. And it, one of them gives a hint to how the universe is going to go out and be built. But I enjoyed it quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to this run that James Gunn is going to go on. And we'll see if he can turn the fortunes around. There's a space for it. And I think that Gunn's got the right idea. I think that he knows that he can't overwhelm the audience with just stuff. And that's where Marvel has gone wrong. And Kevin Feige has talked about this. Make us want it. And I think that this movie was a good jump off to do that. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.